Frigid temperatures with lows and wind chills in the 20s and teens hit the area twice this month, as shelters saw more people avail themselves of their services, as they do whenever there is bad weather.
Whether that's a hurricane, a bad storm, or, of course, the severe cold. Waterfront Rescue Mission is always trying to respond to the need as best as it possibly can.
Paul Stadden at Waterfront in Pensacola says part of that plan is the Shelter's Day Resources Program, which is up and running in good weather and bad.
Which offers the ability to get connected to long-term services as needed, VA benefits, showers, laundry, toiletries, clothing, that sort of thing. We keep that extended longer so people can stay inside out of the cold.
And when the nighttime temperature drops to 35 degrees or below, Waterfront's Extreme Cold Night plan kicks in, where men can stay overnight for free.
We want to make sure if there is dangerous or threatening weather that we can accommodate the needy as best we possibly can. Since we are a men-only overnight facility, we work with our partner agencies to be able to connect women and children with an overnight service should they need it. For example, women of clear vision.
While not a shelter itself, the Alfred Washburn Center off Highway 29 provides support to shelters in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, along with homeless individuals. Michael Kimbrell is the center's new director.
We saw a lot of people coming through needing supplies such as blankets, knit caps, gloves, jackets, different things to help stay warm. We stay pretty well stocked for those kind of things.
During the week's cold snap, especially the extremely cold mornings, the number of people coming to Alfred Washburn had declined slightly. Kimbrell has his theory.
We normally will have a line of about maybe 50 individuals waiting for us to open in the mornings. In these past cold snap, it probably was cut in half. We suspect that it was from people wanting to stay inside their tents and bundled up in sleeping bags than get out and brave the cold.
Back at Waterfront Rescue Mission, Paul Stadden says everybody was gearing up for one final night of Old Man Winter before temperatures were expected to moderate back to more seasonal levels for the weekend.
We have 254 beds, and we have never exceeded that capacity. In fact, if we ever did, we'd have mats and blankets that we have that people can sleep on as well. And we are always looking to the community to be able to help give a hand as needed, whether it's through donations of goods, money, or time.
But in the grand scheme of things, Stadden says the year-round mission is to help their clients weather their own personal storms.
A couple days of cold, we want to make sure that people know that we're here as a refuge. But the main thing that somebody may be facing may not just be a cold day, but may be a self-destructive lifestyle or not being able to manage their money and ending up on the streets. It's what can we do to help you tomorrow, next week, next year.
Another cold weather shelter is run by Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton. Calls to the church seeking an interview were not returned. More information on the Waterfront Rescue Missions Ministry and that of the Alfred Washburn Center can be found at their websites. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.